Hello there. Welcome to a Nick Note. An event that just happened I need to make you aware of. Now, as you know, we've maintained our bull position in oil, and we've lowered our bullish exposure by taking advantage of profits in one layer. We're going to continue doing that because I believe the rally, as I've told you, will still approach the $90 mark, maybe 91 or 92. And that's on my analysis of rising tensions in the Middle East. Peace in the Valley didn't occur, my friends. Now, a very important event happened, and that was a United Nations resolution, which was not vetoed by the United Nations. Let me explain it. The United Nations is the enemy of Israel. They don't even acknowledge Hamas as a terrorist organization. The lefty liberals have taken over. Now, my friends in Israel, when they ask me about what I think, I tell them one thing. I'm going to give you two words. Vietnam. U.S. support is a very dangerous thing to rely upon, and eventually they will fuck you. They will sell you out. And that is now happening in Israel. For the first time, the past four resolutions against the Gaza war was stopped by the United States. The resolutions intended to force a ceasefire on Israel, with them gaining very little. Well, today, under the Biden lefty liberal and Ms. Harris. By the way, if you vote for our good president in his re-election bid, you are basically voting for Ms. Harris, because this guy will not make it through his next term. And you can imagine the country being run by her. Anyway, the United States abstained, which means that the resolution went through. The resolution is very dangerous, and it escalates the tension. Look, Israel's gone into the Gaza three times, and every time they've pruned back Hamas, it's grown back bigger and stronger, basically as a result of its playing the humanitarian game and raising vast amounts of money. I only get some deer. So once and for all, Israel realizes a mistake and believes that Hamas wanted peace and that if people would have prosperity, they would work things out. Hamas has one job. It wants Israel dead. Dead. And I think they clearly demonstrated their intentions. So Israel's position is right. You got to stop the son of bitches while you can. You've got to root out Hamas and get a non-terrorist organization running the enclave. In order to do that, they've got to continue this war. Well, Hamas knows that if Israel does continue the war, that they will be discovered, rooted out, and killed, or imprisoned, or exiled it. So the only chance of them holding on to power is forcing these UN resolutions, which stops Israel's attack. That's there. There's enough of Hamas remaining, with billions scheduled to go into the country to rebuild it. That means the Gaza maniacs, terrorists, will come back in power. Israel has now canceled a delegation trip to the United States to show their plan for the invasion and how they were going to do the humanitarian two-step dance. So this means that not only are the tensions falling, they're rising. So things will get very ugly here, and that's why I want our spread trade, which is what it's become now, being a bullish spread. As the market goes higher, we'll leg out to a neutral, and then we'll turn to a short trade, and I'll tell you why. At some point, peace will come. Now, they're going to have to figure out how they're going to handle this Rafah situation. Israel has decided that at all costs, it's got to go to Rafah. It's got to put up with the humanitarian black eye it's going to get, and get the job done. And Hamas knows that that ends it. So their only hope is to force a ceasefire on Israel and prevent the invasion of Rafah. That means they're alive and well in their tunnels. Israel's gone. The drones are gone. The war's gone. They can come out and spend those billions of dollars into their secret accounts, rebuild their tunnels, and throw a couple bags of rice and flour to the starving masses, who are basically the human shields. I wanted to make you aware of that. So that's why we held this position. I did not believe peace was going to come. We have other factors. Okay, I'll cover that. I've done some more stories on it. And that is the continuing Ukrainian invasion of Russia oil infrastructure. And again, the U.S. doesn't want to see that happen because Biden doesn't want $5 a gallon gasoline come election. So things have turned decidedly bullish for oil right now. I'll be doing market news and commentary once I get my pieces and ducks in a row, and we'll discuss this further. By the way, I hope you're enjoying these Nick Notes.